This is some interesting. Well, it's bad news. Bad news, bros. UC Health, this is from Fox News. UC Health denies kidney transplant to unvaccinated woman in stage 5 renal failure. So, yeah. Now, so it's just like they're going to basically use your vaccine status as a way to ration things. Now, as energy and food become scarce, they may be like, okay, so there isn't enough food to go around. Picking on the unvaccinated is probably a very easy path to go down. Just say that you have to be vaccinated to get food, or you have to be vaccinated to get some essential good or service. They can use your
Well,
vaccine status as a way to filter people out who aren't complying.
and by the way, so it didn't just say that she was unvaccinated. They denied it because both she and the person transplanting to her were unvaccinated. So it's not just like, oh, this vaccinated donor isn't, we're not going to give a vaccinated spleen or whatever, a kidney to unvaccinated woman. It's they're both unvaccinated. But they're the it's the hospital refusing to do it themselves, or the health system in the
Yeah.
state.
I'm just now I'm only this particular case is it's interesting, right? But this is a precedent. So energy and
Wait, so let
food
well
shortages
just
are coming.
quickly
Go ahead.
let me read this part, because actually it's not actually a rationing thing according to this. So let me just read, quote, "Here I am willing to be a direct donor to her. It does not affect any other patient on the transplant list. Something named kidney donor told CBSS4. How can I sit here and allow them to murder my friend when I've got a perfectly good kidney and save her life?" So these are like two friends, and one friend is trying to donate their spleen or their kidney to the other. So it's not like she was on a waiting list and this was the person that came up on the waiting list. It was just her turn, and they're rationing it away from unvaccinated people. Is that they're not allowing two people unrelated to the transplant list to do the surgery because they're not vaccinated.
This is the first step. Like, if we have food shortages or some type of rationing, I can easily see them using vaccinated versus unvaccinated as a discriminating criteria. So
The
just
competent
be
man
prepared
donated
for that.
$5.
Buy extra
You
food.
got a.
But yeah, this is going to be a thing. They're going to start rationing things by whether you're vaccinated or not, even if it's unrelated. So just be prepared. If you have not gone to the store and overstocked your pantry, you should have done that already. It may be too late now. I know the bare shelves are spreading, but if you have food, you want to overstock your pantry because starting in November, I mean, it's already starting at most places, but it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. There's going to be food shortages. So make sure you overstock your pantry so that you're prepared. And if they start rationing food and start saying that you have to be vaccinated to get food, I mean, this is, I don't know. It's one of those things where
Well, if that's the
we'll
case, then you better download a grocery ordering app and just have a vaccinated person buy your groceries for you,
yeah,
bring
just
it to your house instead.
have your next door neighbor order groceries, or it's just like,
Well, no, what I mean is if you're using an app, then you're not in the store themselves, so they can't check your vaccination status. It's someone else technically buying the groceries, even if it's on your
yeah, but
behalf.
that sounds brilliant. But the again, even though this has nothing to do with the science, they'll be like, no, you're delivering food to unvaccinated people. Like, it's gonna turn in, I it's gonna be that way. Now, it's funny. Well, it's not funny. It's really fucked up. When people start dying, of like blood clots and heart attacks and or super colds, and it's all the vaccine. So they're basically like punishing you for not getting the vaccine, and then people are gonna start dying of the complications from these vaccines, which don't even do anything. Like, there's all these people, like big COVID breakouts happening in places where everyone was vaccinated. It happens all the time. And people are dying. Like, and now people aren't even, they're not, again, in Australia, you can look this up, they're no longer going to report the vaccination status of the dead, because it's, you don't have to think about it, it's because they're vaccinated. Vaccinated people are dying, and that's the problem. It makes it look bad. And they're like, oh, we don't want to spread misinformation, so we don't want to give people facts that might lead them to conclude that the vaccines aren't safe. It's like, but they're not. That's the point. That's the fucking point. It's just, it's whatever. My only solace is if we hold out for like, I mean, it may be a couple years, who knows, but if you hold out, like buy extra food, hold out, maybe people start dying and they realize it's the vaccine, they'll like quickly try to, I don't know what they're going to do. Like heads are going to roll or not. Maybe everyone will just be like, nah, you're fine. You killed my children and yeah, it's cool. I forgive you. Come here. Who knows? Who knows what the fucking normies are going to do anymore?
So if people started dying, they probably, what they would just do is say the virus mutated and now it's actually killing people, rather than like let people believe or start to believe that it's the jab.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If COVID does not cause heart attacks, COVID is a respiratory infection. So if people are dying of fucking
yet,
blood clots.
It doesn't yet cause
heart attacks. Right. So at some point when it's like, oh my God, everyone who's vaccinated is suddenly dying of heart attacks and blood clots, it's totally COVID, you guys, and all the unvaccinated people are like, we're all fine. It's only the vaccinated who are dying. Like, it's because the vaccine's killing you. And they're like, no, no, guys, it's totally COVID, but it only affects the... You got to get your booster shot. Quick, get your booster shot. At some point... I don't know, like, we're living, this isn't even Clown World, this is like a bad horror movie. Like, I'm just waiting, like, when's the thing gonna happen? When is that moment where everyone fucking snaps? And it's like I was saying, normal people don't do anything until they're desperate. But if they know they're gonna die, if you literally obeyed your government and now you're basically almost out of time, like you and your family are going to die soon because you listen to the government, it's going to get really bad. It's going to get so bad. The good news is, I guess once the normies are all dead, assuming our people didn't get vaccinated, we might be more than 13%. We might look around like, hey, we're like half the population now. Cool. We don't have to put up with this shit anymore. We actually have the numbers, comparatively. Not that we grew in number, but the other side killed themselves. So now we can do... Our options have expanded. We now have additional options we didn't have before. Because instead of 13% versus 85%, now it's like 50-50. So that's going to be a... That'll be interesting. That unexpected. That'll be one of those, like, I'll take it, but I certainly wasn't expecting this. And realistically, it's not going to happen. It's probably... It's going to be bad, though. But we'll find out together.